to the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. This and other great health talk shows at RadioMD.com. Here are Joe Galewski and Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on RadioMD.com. Stay well. We're a passionate show that'll talk to you about what you can do to stay healthy for the long run and in the short run. Make yourself younger, as we like to say. We're going to talk about what LDL level you should shoot for. Last week, there was some brilliant news on Zetia being added to simvastatin. Now, neither are what I would call the ideal cholesterol statin. Statins do have a role, and we'll talk about that as well. But what level of LDL should you shoot for, no matter how you get there, whether it is diet and exercise, diet, exercise, and some supplements, or using a statin drug and maybe Zetia as well. The data would be, by the way, with adding Zetia, 1 in 2,000 people would benefit. So not very many, but it did have a substantial benefit for those. But what it did more than that is give us a clue for what LDL level is beneficial for you. We're going to talk about why the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force, that's an official task force of the U.S. government in the Health and Human Services realm, a group of academics, did not recommend vitamin D level testing for all when more than 63% of us are short of reduced vitamin D levels in our blood. 63 to 93, depending on which study you look at. It did recommend it for people over the age of 65. Why? Because an adequate vitamin D level over the age of 65 does decrease falls and decreased broken bones, hips in particular. The other really interesting news out that we're going to cover, being overweight was associated, according to the World Health Association, with more than 400,000 cancers each year. What can you do about it? And, in fact, combined with that, there this year and this, at the same day that report came out, the FDA came out talking about requiring restaurants with more than 20 locations, that is chain restaurants, etc., including pizza parlors, including theaters, etc., to list the calories per slice or the calories in a big tub of popcorn or whatever they sell, and to have it on all their menus, not just on the menu board, not just on their website, but every place they have an item for sale, they've got to list the calories. Wonderful news for those who follow that and want to get healthier. E-cigarettes, Japanese research showed, contain 10 times more carcinogens than regular, at least one brand did, and we'll come back to that. And the good news on that, the yin and yang, and that one too, 18% of American adults smoke cigarettes now. That's a new low. We'll talk about, are they right? The majority in the U.S. think that gluten-free diets will boost health. LeBron's story, can athletes be vegans? That is one of the things that's been associated, they said, with lackluster play. LeBron lost 25 pounds during the offseason as he changed his diet. Should he not have? Brown bag or cafeteria tray, kids don't eat healthy school lunch. That is, the school lunch program, which fed 5.1 billion lunches last year, 2.2 million breakfasts. If you look at it, it's healthier than the brown bag lunch, but in neither did kids get very many of the essential nutrients. It's almost showing like you need a multivitamin for every multivitamin and mineral for every kid, because if you look at their diets, they are atrocious compared to what we thought was standard. Our guest at the bottom of the hour is W.G. Austin Jr., plastic surgeon. Why is plastic surgery a treatment to die for migraines? And we'll have a real age tip of the week. It'll be about statins. We'll talk about what the real data is on statins, diabetes, mental dysfunction, and inflammation, and why you too should consider a statin if you're over the age of 50, or at least something like a statin or that has the actions of a statins. We'll also talk about one and only one in three of people with HIV. Now, that's a deadly disease. There's no doubt. If you have HIV, if you're diagnosed with it, you know it's a deadly disease. But only 30% have it under control. Why and what you can do about it, because it's an important issue for society. We'll talk with Gary Ginsberg in the second hour. That's right. If you only get hour one, this is hour one. But if you only get hour one, and a lot of stations only carry hour one, you can get the archive for hour two at radiomd.com, radiomd.com. You can get the archive for hour one as well. If you miss a show, radiomd.com, usually by Tuesday afternoon of the following week. Or, of course, if you want to listen live, radiomd.com every Saturday, 5 to 7 p.m. But Gary's going to talk about how the EPA is trying to tighten smog standards and why they're doing it. Cow manure present is an increasing risk to your drinking water. Is it true? And what's not toxic? He's going to talk about statins as well. The brains of people with chronic fatigue syndrome offer new clues about the disorder and new clues about its inflammatory characteristics. Smartwatch detects skin's electricity to predict seizures about 20 minutes in advance. Somehow you have a spike in electricity from your brain before you can detect the seizures coming. The smartwatch can do it. That can get family members, can get you maybe some emergency treatment that will prevent an overt seizure. We'll talk about that as well. And the real age tip of the week, number two, that's going to be around eating out healthily at fast food places. Is there such a thing as healthy fast food? We also want to talk one more time. Flu is increasing. People didn't get their flu shots this year as rapidly, and as many didn't get it because of the Ebola concern. It's coming. If you're in Louisiana or Alaska, you know it's coming. If you're in Hawaii, get ready. It's coming, and the rest of the United States too. So get your flu shot. It turns out that this protects you against more than this year's flu. It diminishes the flu for the next 9 years, it looks like, at least in data. Diminishes inflammation in your body, which causes ruptures of heart attacks, strokes, memory loss. Really important for pregnant women, really important for kids under the age of two, and young kids, really important if you come in contact with anyone over the age of 65 or who might have a chronic disease, which means for the vast majority of people in the ages 2 to 50, you're really getting the shot for herd immunity. That is to protect everybody else. Doesn't kill many people from 2 to 50 normally. This year looks different. The hospitalizations and the deaths have been in middle-aged people, that is between the ages of 2 and 65, rather than just under the age of 2 and over the age of 65, and it seems to be increasing rapidly now. Let's go now to the first story of the day. The U.S. Preventive Services Task Force, which assigns letter grades to various health measures, they often become what Medicare pays for and what they don't pay for, gave vitamin D screening for healthy, non-pregnant people a grade of I, incomplete, rather than a letter grade that would recommend for or against going forward. Experts, that is the experts on the panel, say our knowledge of vitamin D, the sunshine vitamin, that's right, we get it mainly from sunshine, that's where we used to get it, and from eating fish. Well, the sunshine vitamin, of course, it was fortified beginning in, I think, the 1940s in milk, and we don't drink as much milk anymore, so we don't get milk, we don't get sunshine because of sunblock, and we don't get vitamin D from some of the fish because we aren't eating as many of the fish with vitamin D in it. So between 63 and 93% of studies have shown we're lower than levels of 20. And most people think the ideal level should be around 35 or greater. That is, you can have 4,000 international units a day. And that's exactly what they said. They said it's cheaper, rather than getting tested for vitamin D level, just to take 1,000 or 2,000 international units a day. Since so many of the vitamin D levels don't have the vitamin D in it, get tested.
Are you one of the millions of Americans whose thyroid gland isn't functioning the way it's supposed to? Well, now there's hope. Introducing Actolin. Actolin is a dietary supplement that contains 17 ingredients that support thyroid function, your adrenal health, your energy metabolism, and your immune health. Actolin's nutrients were handpicked by the renowned holistic practitioner, Dr. David Brownstein. And now, for a limited time, you can get a risk-free trial of Actolin when you enroll in our convenient Smart Ship program and cover the first low shipping and handling fee of $4.95. That's right. Try Actolin as part of our risk-free trial and just pay $4.95 shipping. Learn more and sign up today at ActolinRadio.com. That's ActolinRadio.com or call 800-500-HEALTH. That's 800-500-4325. And mention promo code Actolin Radio. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease.
Her Radio with Dr. Pamela Peek, MD.
What we have to do now is we have to demand at the highest levels, National Institutes of Health and big funders, that before any study is done, that male and females are both included and that the sex differences are teased out.
And Michelle King Robeson.
Only 37% of clinical trials today are done on women, and that had to be passed by Congress to even get that done.
The Naked Truth about women.
We as physicians are now being asked to look at many of these medications, start at the lowest dose possible in women.
And the FDA said that too, that, you know, just prescribe the lowest dose. But we need to review all drugs for women.
Live every Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern and always on demand at RadioMD.com, iHeartRadio Talk, and the free TuneIn Radio app. Stay well.